It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
What is God's relationship toward culture? Some say that God is totally indifferent to culture. Others propose that God is only interested in certain cultures, which usually includes their own, while others, such as myself, believe God is dynamically involved in every culture, whether people are aware of it or not. God loves all humanity and His whole creation. One of the descriptions for culture supplied in a previous podcast defined culture in terms of creation. Here's what theologian Lauren Wilkinson writes, quote, "Culture, in the broadest sense, is everything that people do with creation. It refers to the little worlds we make, through our own creativity and work, play, and daily relationships, out of God's creation. That broad sense of the word is almost too big to think about," end quote. The Bible reveals that the Creator is intimately present and powerfully active in His creation. If Wilkinson is right, that also means that God revealed as Jesus Christ is intimately present and powerfully active in culture. Let me confirm this in four ways. First, God provides to all. When Barnabas and Paul entered the city of Lystra, Paul healed a man who had been crippled from birth. The inhabitants reacted by claiming Barnabas and Paul were the Greek gods Zeus and Hermes. We read about that in Acts 14. Paul rejected this and directed their attention to the one true God, the Creator who, quote, "did not leave Himself without witness, for He did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness," end quote. This confirms what Jesus says in Matthew 5, verse 45. "The Father who is in heaven makes His Son rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Whether a person is a follower of Jesus or not, good or evil, no matter the culture in which they live, the Creator generously provides sun and rain, food and gladness to all. It is a strange reversal when humans blame God for things that go wrong and accept His gifts without acknowledgement, as if it was their right. Yes, bad things happen because of sin's distortion of God's good creation, yet we need to develop a heart of gratitude for all the good that God provides to every person in every culture. Second, God manifests Himself to all. The creation is not God, as some allege. That would be pantheists. God made the creation, and as such, He is distinct and separate from His creation. Yet, He leaves His mark on creation so that there can be no misunderstanding as to who its maker is. By way of example, a quality work made of silver bears the silversmith's hallmark, and a painting bears the artist's signature. So creation proclaims that it is the handiwork of God. King David wrote in Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." Regarding people who ignore or reject God and the witness of creation, here's how the Message renders Paul's words in Romans 1, verses 19 and 20. Quote, "The basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes, and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of His divine being. So nobody has a good excuse." So number two is God manifests Himself to all. Third, God witnesses to all. As we have written before, we are each an image of God, and therefore we are wired for God. Romans 2, verses 14 to 16 says, "For when Gentiles," that's non-Jewish people, "who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on the day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men and women by Christ Jesus," end quote. God has given us an inherent awareness of His standards of right and wrong. God provides for all. God manifests Himself to all. God witnesses to all. And here's the fourth point. God demonstrates His love for all. God has not abandoned or given up on humanity or His creation. He has chosen the costly way of redemption. God loves His creation and all humanity. We read in John 3, verses 16 and 17, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. And again, in Romans 5, verses 6 and 8, while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's ultimate expression of love toward the world, and therefore toward every culture, is His act of giving His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to live and to die, and to rise from among the dead, so that through Jesus Christ, every human being can experience reconciliation to God and receive all the benefits of an intimate relationship with Him. So here are four dynamic actions of God toward every culture, and that means towards you. The one true God, revealed as Jesus Christ, provides generously, manifests Himself undeniably, witnesses clearly, and loves unconditionally. How do you respond to these expressions of God's goodness? Take a few moments to review your day or week. What have you experienced of God's provision? What evidences have you seen of God proclaimed in creation and even upon your own conscience? What have you recognized as the expression of God's love in your life? I encourage you to take a few moments to thank Him for each of these proofs of His presence and care. What other dynamics are at work in your culture that you can attribute to God?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.